So greetings to my fellow healthcare providers. This session is intended to be used before going on shift. Relaxation such as this shifts the body away from excessive daily sympathetic stimulation, especially at times like this. It shifts the body into the parasympathetic state. And in the parasympathetic state, the body perceives safety. When the body is in a state of perceived safety, physiologically, it performs much better, such as your immune system functioning at peak protection and performance to help protect you and keep you safe. So let's begin. I want you to put your body in a comfortable position and focus your eyes on a spot on the ceiling. What we'll be doing is we'll be tensing and relaxing large muscle groups from our feet and toes all the way up to the scalp and face. We'll be connecting this with breathing. So with your eyes focused on the ceiling, tense up the muscles of your feet and toes and take a breath in. Let the breath go and relax those muscles. Take another breath in and tense up the muscles in your lower legs. Breathe out and relax those muscles. Take a breath in and tense up the muscles in your upper legs. And breathe out and relax those muscles. Breath in and tense up the muscles in your lower back and abdominal area. Breathe out and relax those muscles. Take another breath in and tense up the muscles in your upper back and chest. Breathe out and those muscles relax. Take a breath in and tense up the muscles in your arms and hands. Hold all that tension, make fists, and hold all that tension in those fists. Breathe out and relax all those muscles. Next, take a breath in and tense up the muscles in your neck and shoulders. Breathe out and relax those muscles. Now with the next breath, you'll tense up the muscles in your face and scalp, and as you breathe out and relax those muscles, you can just close your eyes. So go ahead and take a breath in and tense up the muscles in your face and scalp. Breathe out, relax those muscles, and close your eyes. Now we're going to relax the body from the top of the head to the tips of your toes. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 40 down to 0. And you will relax your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. On the number 0, you'll get to step out into a nice, comfortable state of mind. For some people, this is an actual place, whereas for others, it's maybe splashes of color or light. It's a completely personal experience. Now, number 40. Imagine the most awesome light shining down on the top of your head. And on the beams of that light comes complete and total relaxation. And as that light shines down on the top of your head, the muscles of your scalp and face relax. 36. That same relaxation flows into the muscles of your neck and shoulders. 32, down your arms from your shoulders to your elbows, all the way out the very tips of your fingers. 28, that relaxation flows into the muscles of your upper back and ribs and chest. 24, that light, that relaxation flows into the muscles of your lower back. Your upper legs relax. First the fronts, and then the backs. Number 16, all the tendons and ligaments around your knees relax. You might even feel like your kneecaps are relaxing. Just imagine what that would feel like to have bone relax. That's a very deep relaxation. Number 12, that light, that relaxation flows into the muscles of your lower legs. Eight, to your ankles and heels. Four, up into your arches and all the way out the very tips of your toes. And zero. Now step out to that comfortable state of mind, and I'll give you a moment there. Now, this process is to help you set the intention for your upcoming shift. Circumstances in the world have led to worry, uncertainty, fear for yourself, fear for your family and friends, and fear for your patients. These worries and fears are completely understandable and are shared by many. Some of these worries and fears are ongoing, while others of these worries and fears are piled on from past work. They're piled on from past shifts. They're piled on from past losses. Please know that you have done your best in past shifts. Your colleagues, your patients, and their families have felt your healing presence, and your healing presence has supported the team to work hard to do the most good for the patients. Those past shifts and experiences inform the future in that they support you in your future work, your future healing work, the future work you can do for your patients. Although challenging, in order to be fully present for your upcoming shift, it's important to lay down past shifts, to leave them in the past, and look towards the future. Now, this is easier said than done, but because of your healing presence, it springs from the future, and your attention starts to shift to the future. Your healing presence and healing intentions are who you are. And healing comes in many forms. Your patients are blessed to have you care for them. They're blessed to have you at their side. They're blessed to have you help them. You are blessed also. You are blessed to have the opportunity to help them as much as you can. because of you and your colleagues, the patients have the absolute best chance at regaining health. There are forces seen and unseen supporting you and your healthcare team in this. Now let's imagine how your upcoming shift is going to go. Imagine, sense, and feel yourself getting ready to head out to your shift. Before you go, you envelop your loved ones with love and light of protection. You see them receiving it. They are enveloped by this love and protection. This will keep them safe while you are on shift. This allows you to focus more and more. Now, start to imagine your healing intentions arriving at your shift even before you physically get there. Imagine the clinical setting filling with your healing intention. As your healing presence arrives even before you do, imagine it bolstering your colleagues, supporting them as they complete their shift. The patients also feel your healing presence as it drifts through the clinical area, filling the area. As you approach the clinical area and get closer and closer, you envelop yourself in the same love and protection you surrounded your loved ones with. You arrive on shift and you are calm, focused, determined, and steadfast. Patients and colleagues feel your healing presence from your heart. They feel it in your gaze and in your words and in your touch. You don your protective wear. And as you cover yourself and protect yourself, the love and protection that you surrounded yourself with earlier and the same love and protection that you surrounded your loved ones with integrates with your physical protective wear. Through this integration, your physical protective wear is reinforced and made even stronger. You are focused. Now imagine how the shift goes. You remain calm. Your healing presence is evident to yourself and to others. The patients feel your healing intentions for them, and it permeates them deeply. They feel it in your words and in your touch. Soon, the shift is complete, and as you remove your protective wear, you are still enveloped with love and protection. And as you remove your physical protective wear, you remove the shift. The shift stays with the protective material where you deposit it. And you now focus your attention on your family and friends, sending them love and protection. I'll be quiet for a moment while you fill in the details of your upcoming shift for yourself with all of your healing intentions. Make it rich and vivid. Good. Now come back to the sound of my voice. And in a moment, I'm going to count from one up to the number five. And as I do, you'll bring yourself up and out of this relaxation, bringing with you calmness, focus, and health. One, coming back to the room around you. Number two, coming back into your body. Three, feeling refreshed and relaxed. Four, your face feeling as if it were bathed in fresh spring water. And on the next number I count, you'll open your eyes. Number five, eyes open.